USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's primary day in Massachusetts. Former state representative Jeff Deal will face businessman Chris Doughty. The winner of Tuesday's Massachusetts primary will take on Democrat Attorney General Maura Healey in November and would be the state's first openly gay governor if the Democrat wins. One of the two suspects in the stabbing attacks in Canada that killed 10 people Sunday has been found dead. The body of Damian Sanderson, 31 years old, was found on the James Smith Cree Nation in Saskatchewan. Rhonda Blackmore with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Miles Sanderson, Damian's brother, may have sustained injuries. This has not been confirmed. But we do want the public to know this because there is a possibility he may seek medical attention. Even if he is injured, it does not mean he is not still dangerous.
Liz Truss was named Britain's new Conservative Prime Minister on Monday and will soon take over. The 47-year-old is currently a foreign secretary and will be formally appointed by Queen Elizabeth II during a Tuesday ceremony at the monarch's estate in Scotland. Nearly a week-long heat wave in the southwestern United States is taking its toll. Two people were killed and another was injured Monday after a wildfire broke out in Hemet, California. That's about a 45-minute drive west of Palm Springs. The Fairview fire destroyed at least seven structures. Several of them were apartment complexes and damaged several others. According to the Riverside County Fire Department, the blaze was 5% contained as of 10 p.m. Pacific Monday night. A federal judge in Florida ordered the appointment of a special master to review documents seized at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. A body has been found in South Memphis, Tennessee, an area that was being used to search for Eliza Fletcher. A future coroner's report will reveal the ID. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Puget Sound in Washington State was the location of a small plane crash over the weekend.
Rescue efforts are being called off for 9 people still missing after a small plane crash north of Seattle Sunday afternoon. The U.S. Coast Guard reported one woman's body was recovered the day of the crash, but everyone else on board, including a child, remain unaccounted for. The mission will now be a recovery effort covering more than 2,100 nautical miles. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't expect relief from the scorching heat anytime soon out west. The National Weather Service has extended an extensive heat warning until Friday evening, as a heat dome over much of California continues to deliver oppressive hot temperatures. Nevada, Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico will join in on the heat. With the American people giving the president poor grades in his approval ratings that started plummeting when he failed in the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal, President Biden continues to shift the headlines to his hate of President Trump and his followers. The Russian Ministry of Defense is in the process of buying millions of rockets and artillery shells from North Korea in its ongoing fight in Ukraine. Government officials said Monday that the fact that Russia is turning to the state of North Korea demonstrates that the Russian military continues to suffer from severe supply shortages in Ukraine, due in part to export controls and sanctions. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes, find the right parts for you, or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.